Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn with Key. Cam Newton expected to join us momentarily, as we have a lot to talk about with him, obviously, and for the Patriots and what this season's going to be for them, Key. I mean, what is your expectations? Now, remember, it's 17-game season. In that division where the Dolphins are a much-improved team, where the Bills are an elite team, and it's not like the Patriots had a terrible year, but by their standards, obviously, they were not a team we've been used to, which they have dominated that division for so many years. So with the amount of money they spent in free agency, with the moves that they've made, with Cam Newton being healthy, what do you expect from the Patriots this year?
You know, I expect for them to be obviously a better football team than they were a year ago, especially in the win column. I expect for them to fight for the division with Buffalo. I think it's Buffalo or them in the division. They went out and spent a ton of money to upgrade several positions, both on defense and offense. They went out and got receivers, tight ends. They brought back Matt Patricia from the Detroit Lions to help, you know, whatever they needed on the defensive side. So when you start to look at all that, you got to think that they're going to compete for that division. Belichick didn't all of a sudden become stupid overnight. I mean, you know, it just guys like that, they know how to win. I mean, you got to think about it. He won 11 games some time ago, obviously, with Matt Castle when they didn't realize that Tom Brady wouldn't be their quarterback for the duration of the season. And so you know that he's a good coach, and you know he has a good staff, and they know what they're doing. So you have to trust, based on what you saw last year in understanding football, that they really didn't have a whole lot to put on display, so to speak. They had some guys opt out. You know, you hear about the opt-outs, but everybody that opted out wasn't good for them anyway. They was just guys that opted out for obvious reasons. But the one that sticks out the most was Hightower.
Right.
He opted out, but he's back in now. So you look at that. They get Raekwon McMillan over from the Raiders. It's a two-down linebacker for them who's going to expect big things out of. They bring in Nelson Aguilar on the offensive side, Kendrick Bourne on the offensive side, the two tight ends. They draft a running back. They re-sign White back. They bring back Cam. And the interesting thing about bringing Cam back is so many negative people in November and December, as the season started to go away, felt like that they were going in another direction at the quarterback spot. Mm-hmm. But they clearly saw something to bring a guy back who people felt struggled last year but didn't really understand. They went from a totally different game plan the weeks that he was healthy prior to COVID to after. Mm-hmm. The game plan completely changed what they wanted to do.
Well, let's get that take from Cam Newton as he joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. Good morning, Cam. Hey, thanks for joining us. You just might have heard what Key was saying there about last season. How would you sum up your experience last year and if what will be different for you this season with the Patriots?
That's just preparation. I think just the comfort of knowing more. I think that's an added value in itself, man. And I don't want to get, you know, so caught up in promises and things like that. But, you know, I can guarantee you that, you know, there's been a shift in comfort of knowing more. And I think that's an added value in itself.
What's up, man?
What's up, bro?
Good. I'm just glad to have you on with us. It's been a long time. Now that you're saying, you know, you're a little more comfortable with the situation, knowing that you didn't really have an off season at all, the training camp was truncated, and you went through some stuff on the second half of the season from a COVID standpoint, how are you feeling right now? How's the shoulder feeling?
Everything's good. I'm healthy. You know, I'm lean. I'm trying to, you know, do all the things that I can do at this particular point. You know, and I think in the off season, you know, everybody's confident. Everybody's, you know, exuberant about, you know, the possibilities of the year. And, you know, I'm no different. So right now I want to do the things that I know I can control. I don't want to do the things that I know I have, you know, the capabilities to better myself. And that's working out daily, working on diet and then nutrition, staying in the book, you know, making the proper necessary you know, things that, you know, can benefit me in the long run.
With all the negativity, obviously, you know, and I know you didn't play well from a passing standpoint toward the end of the season last year, and so much negativity about what you were at the quarterback spot. But the New England Patriots, Bill Belichick, Josh McDaniel, and Mr. Kraft certainly felt that that wasn't the case. They offered you a one-year deal. You took it. Why not test free agency and give yourself another opportunity with another team at that time?
No, it's not. It's not even about, you know, testing or doing certain things. It's just knowing it's a standard, right? And, you know, for me, you know, the Patriots organization has been, you know, impeccable, you know, with the also with the addition of, you know, Patricia, you know, he's been great as well. You know, just so my time has been there has just been, you know, everything I could have asked for. You know, is I guess it's now, you know, time for me to uphold my end of the bargain through and through and, you know, doing everything that I know I'm capable of doing and staying all in my wheelhouse. So I think that's what it comes down to, you know, as far as the expectations from, you know, what I've expected from Bill and, you know, Josh and those guys, they've been excellent. And, you know, we're just going to keep pushing forward.
One thing we've noticed with Bill Belichick, when he talks about you, I mean, he raves about you. I mean, he's always extremely positive about you and what he expects from you, what he thinks you can still do in this game. What is your relationship like with him now that you've gotten that full a season with him, an off season with him? Can you describe what that relationship is like and what you know about him?
I mean, it's pretty much cut and dry, straightforward. You know, Dollar Bill is a person who he's a straight shooter. His expectations are what they are, and they're not this unrealistic, you know, achievement that, you know, everybody would expect. It's all about preparation. It's all about, you know, doing the things that you are capable of doing and holding yourself up to that standard each and every day, each and every practice, each and every meeting. And that's all you can ask from a head coach. And, you know, it trickles down from everybody else, you know, from the top of the head to everybody that's in the locker room. So, you know, if you got a guy that's, you know, intertwined with everything that's moving forward, just like, you know, Coach Bill is, you know, everybody else, you know, kind of beats to the same drum.
Cam, this offseason they spent $200+ million to go out and get, you know, a bunch of weapons for you, whether it's Nelson Aguilar, whether it's Kendrick Bourne, the tight ends. They drafted running back, bringing back White in the backfield, all the different things. But yet and still, they went out and drafted a quarterback in Mac Jones. Did you know at all, did you have any communications throughout the process that the Patriots would select a quarterback in the first round?
I mean, you know, I mean, come on, man, let's be honest. I've been playing this game long enough to know, like, that's the right pick. And I've said it numerous of times that, you know, what you're not going to get out of me is a disgruntled person. You know, Mac and Cheese is a person who is, ever since I've seen him, has came on into the locker room with the business approach, you know, doing the initiatives of learning his teammates, understanding that, you know, I got to raise my level of play, you know, from the collegiate level to the professional level. And I'm here for him. And as well as he is here for me, just like, you know, Stidham, just like Brian Hoyer, it's no different. You know, our job is to be the best player that we could possibly be for the New England Patriots, no matter what is asked of us. It's our job to be that. So that's what it pretty much comes down to. So when Mac was picked, you know, there was no type of ill will feelings, and there's still no ill will feelings, because, you know, competition breeds out the best in everybody.
Cam, do you look at him though as competition, or do you feel like, you know, you have the confidence of who you are and that QB1 is still what you are?
Man, I look at everybody as competition. I look at y'all as competition. You know what I'm saying? So you're talking to a competitor. You know, I look for any and everything to drive me and to push me to my greatest self. So, you know, no type of clickbait to just say, you know, oh my God, Mac and Cheese, or, you know, Cam views him as competition. I look at everything as competition. I look at last season's production as competition, you know, so. Yeah, I take it personal. Yeah, I take it, you know, in a way that I know who I am. You know, at time, You know, at times I do for, you know, remind myself, people forget who you are and what you've done. So now, you know, I'm in a position now where, you know, I need to be my best self, and it's really put up or shut up time.
Are you still that guy? I mean, you know, you sound like it. Are you still that guy? Early in the season, before you dealt with COVID, there were signs of that player that we, you know, we grow to love in the NFL. Like, do you really feel physically, mentally, you're still that guy?
I think it's no proving that right now, you know, and that's where I'm at mentally. That's where I'm at, you know, and understanding that, you know, now with, you know, a couple months before the season, everybody's looking for something to get excited about or rave about or just say, oh, man, that's BS. Who, you know, we don't need him to be talking like this, or he doesn't need to be talking like this in early July. But, you know, the truth is I'm doing everything that I know to get myself to the position where I know where I need to be. And that's just to put this team in the best situation to win football games, and that's all that matters.
When you look back at last year, Cam, obviously, Han mentioned the first several games of the season, you were playing like Cam Newton to me, like 2015, Cam. You were doing what you needed to do. You were an inch in Seattle from winning that football game. But then when you came back off COVID, how did COVID affect you when you got back?
It was difficult because – you know, the mentality that Josh has, man, is commendable. You know, he's always making adjustments. He's always making adjustments. And if you miss one practice, you're behind. You know what I'm saying? Let alone, you know, the multiple practices that I missed. And there was no contact. There was no, you know, we would check in. But, you know, it was almost to say I was going to be out for those given days. And, you know, health was the main priority for me. But, you know, I just felt like it was a step behind when I came back. But that was nobody to blame. You know, it was just that's just how the NFL works, you know, and with me not having as much, I would say, security and knowing the system, because I was still learning. I'm still learning. You know, truth be told. So, you know, those things, you know, kind of happen, and you kind of rely on things that, you know, you can give yourself rules in this offense as far as the philosophies, you know, standpoint. And I was just, you know, playing catch up.
Do you feel like that this, not the system, but the players that they've acquired, whether it's the Nelson Aguilars or whomever that they brought in from a skill position standpoint, that this could potentially be the best group of skill players in your career as a group that you've had?
No, I wouldn't necessarily say that. I'm excited about this group, you know what I'm saying? And I believe in this group. You know, when you talk about Jonnu, when you talk about you know, all the guys that have been brought in and guys who are coming back, I think that's key. So, you know, for me, it's not about labeling, you know, who is what and what is what and what this is. It's just all going to, you know, come back to the mirror effect and me taking it personal and everybody else taking it personal, too. It's just not necessarily about me. It's about everybody, you know, on the New England Patriots to take accountability and you know, do their job as the season approaches.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. It's not about you, Cam, but, you know, I'm going to tell you like it is. And, you know, they're going to try to make it about you, though. That's just what people do. For whatever reason, they're going to try to make it about you. So, in the end, it's up to you to hold your end of the bargain like you've done in the past to get everybody to rally around you, so that you can show your true talents once again in this league. So that's why I asked you that question I asked you.
Yeah, but that don't make me nervous. You know what I'm saying? Like that, if anything, it excites me. You know, I can say a lot of times in my career, I haven't been a favorite. You know, I've always been a guinea pig, but yet at the same time, that those things is why you play the game. This is why you play the most important position in sports, you know, and that's why I get up. That's why I attack the day the way I attack it. Those are the things that, you know, happens the way it happens. Aaron Rodgers isn't who he is because he's comfortable. Tom Brady isn't who he is because he's comfortable. You know, all these elite players aren't who they are because they are comfortable. You know, you have to feel comfortable being uncomfortable, and that's what it is.
We're talking with Cam Newton here on the Goodyear Hotline. I loved what you said before about you being a competitor with everyone, with everything. And as you mentioned Tom Brady, it makes me think, and again, a year later now, to go through a season in New England, to be in New England, to understand it, those were big shoes to fill. And I'm sure you acknowledge that. And Tom Brady goes on to win a Super Bowl this year. I mean, was that another one of those things that you made a challenge? Like, I know who I'm replacing. I'm not him, but I can still have success here in a franchise that has only known him for the last 20 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but those are the obvious. But it goes back to putting a lot of things into perspective. This is not a me versus him thing. This is not a, you know, as far as I see it, it's more about what we do, you know, how our approach is, you know, moving forward. He is an exceptional talent. You know, we all know that. And it needs no debate. So, you know, for me, it's controlling the things that I can't control, my preparation, my outlook on the game, you know, doing things that I know I can and am capable of doing. And that's what it is.
Cam, how do you think you played as a whole just from last year when you self-checked yourself and self-evaluated yourself? How you think you played?
How? Obviously not good enough. And there's things that, you know, you can get better at. There are things that, you know I will get better at. And it's just trusting in yourself, trusting in coaching and believing in the process of keeping it all in the wheelhouse. So, you know, once that's understood, then, you'll be A-okay.
Are you having fun though, man? Like, are you, you know what I'm saying? Like the Cam that I know, are you enjoying playing football right now?
Man, listen, like, we're having this conversation in July. Like, I'm just being honest with you. It really is irrelevant as far as what I say right now. I mean,
you're talking to me though. Having a conversation.
I'm gonna put it in their perspective. Me having this conversation in July is irrelevant. You know, this is just going to be the clickbait for the next 24 to 48 hours. This is how Cam feels, da 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 da. But truth be told, nothing's going to matter until July, 22nd, is upon us. And that's a week from now. And then as training camp goes forward, everybody's going to start seeing, okay, what's the work that's been put in? You know, has he been in the playbook? Does he really understand? You know, is his comfort, you know, what he says it is, it, you know, is he in good shape? Is his shoulder holding up? Is his foot holding up? You know, and we play in a sport that's strictly based off of the final product, and the final product is on game days. So, you know, with that being said, it's just going to come down to winning and losing. So I could tell you every single thing that you want to hear. I could get, you know, everybody riled up and say this and promise this and do that and that. But, you know, I'm aware of the situation, and I'm telling you, I'm doing everything that's asked of me from my personal expectations and everything else. You know, I know I have to be better. I know I have to be accurate. I know I have to work on, you know, the certain subtleties that, you know, this offense provides, and I'm making the necessary, you know, the adjustments. As far as fun, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is something that this is not considered a chore to me. You know, God has blessed me with a specific talent, and I'm happy to have the skill set, you know, this far in my career to have the opportunity to play. So, yeah, you know, I'm going to make the most of each and every opportunity, no matter how it comes and what it is.
You know, I don't know how much you even pay attention to us on the shows or whatnot, or even anybody telling you anything, but I always say on my show, I ride or die with Cam Newton regardless. People just burn me up. Like, I don't really give a damn. You know how I am, Cam. At the end of the day, I'm riding with you. But what I will say, if your ass go out there and you play like you played last year, I want you to retire. But I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think you're going to play like that. But I'm just telling you straight up because I know you can do it. I know you can do it.
Hey, bro. Man, listen, man. You know, Keyshawn, man, you're a real one, bro. You've always been solid with me, bro. And I appreciate that. And I could tell you there's a different boogie going into this season than it was last year. So, you know, it's
and
nothing
I
that I could tell you.
I know what that means.
Oh, you already know. But there's nothing that I could tell you right now that's just going to make you believe that I'm not into all that, you know, that rah-rah, you know, stuff. You know, I get myself going. I feed off the things that I need to feed off of. But at the end of the day, you know, it is what it is. I still have to produce.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's important thing about sports, and that's producing. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
I love that. I love that answer, too. Especially, I just love the fact that you're mentioning that it is July. It's kind of early for this, yeah. But no, I get it. But it's great to have you on.
I don't know how I feel about that hat, though, man.
No, I was going to mention how I like the hat. What's wrong with the hat?
No, man, I can't. Come on, man.
Of all the hats you've seen athletes wear, that's the one you're going to pick on?
He know I tell him all day long. Some of his stuff is cool, but that hat right now.
Man, look, man.
Are you showing the
that's good. That's the morning sauce right there. You know what I'm saying? You got to understand and appreciate that, Key. Come on now.
I got to get down to the A so I can come to the restaurant. I haven't had a chance to get down there because of COVID, but as soon as I'm there, I'm coming. And I'm not paying either, man. I'm not paying either, so when you get the phone call, don't be talking about no.
I ain't going to say no. The server going to tell you no, that's not acceptable, but that's y'all's situation. But, yeah, it ain't nothing but a little juice, man. You know what I mean? You got to respect the sauce.
I respect it, but just because I respect it don't mean I got to like it, though, right?
Well, you sound like a lot of people.
No, man, stop, boy.
You sound like them.
You better stop. You're going to get yourself in trouble.
You sound like them, Keith. Hashtag.
Hey, you ain't never got to worry about that, Cam. You know 100. I ain't never going there.
Oh, man. Cam, because we're on radio, though, there's a lot of people that can't see. I know that we're also on TV, but can you describe the hat?
It is a Mashika hat. So for the people who've always wondered what hat, or what style of hats that I wear, it's my hat company that's based out of LA.
Okay.
And hatter is Alberto, and he's a magician, I believe. So I've been working with him for years. He creates all the wicked ideas that I have in my mind to create it and to put it on a hat. So it's true what they say, you know, man of many hats, but you know, juggling, you know, trying to be a father, a business owner, the best football player that I possibly can be and I need to be, and just being a great son, a great friend, you know, those are the things that, you know, I value the most. And, you know, he's able to create them all. And if you want your own hat, go to MashikaHats.com or Mashika.com and get you one, Key.
I'm going to L.A. I'm going to L.A. I'm getting it for free. Free for me.
You're getting one made.
I'm not paying for that either.
Made for Key. Cam, do you know Walt Clyde Frazier?
Clyde Frazier?
You know Clyde Frazier, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, like, he has suits made. He has a suit maker. Some of his suits, he'll be in a furniture store. He'll see a couch. He'll like the material. He'll ask for the material and have his suit maker make a suit out of what he saw on a couch. Like I don't know if you know that story, but it sounds similar. Like you say, you're creative. You see something, you want a hat. Hat maker makes it for you. It's similar. That story just reminded me of Clyde, him telling me those stories about how it's. Some people say, "Well, that looks like something that came off a couch." He's like, "Well, because it is."
You draw inspiration from, draw a lot of inspiration from a lot of things in life, and I think one of the bad things about being a football player is we're masked athletes. Right. And we don't often get an opportunity to, you know, show their humanistic side of us. You know, I like art. I like hats. I like fashion. I like, you know, really, you know, kicking the shit with y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? But you don't necessarily see that because a lot of times it's just all about did he win? What's his passing percentage? You know, oh, he was terrible. It was this, nothing, the third. But, you know, at the end of the day, man, we're humans, too. You know, and we're fathers too. You know, we have kids that, You know, we have people that are dependent on us just like everybody else. And we just have to find ways to juggle it. And you know, being a football player, you don't always have the opportunities to, because, you know, it's just not like baseball where people see who you are. It's not like basketball where people look on there and you see, you know, Steph Curry, you know, Giannis, LeBron James and things like that. You know, people have to, you know, we have to take off our helmets for people to actually know who we are. And if you're lucky, people may know who you are. So, you know, it is what it is. But to your point, yes, you know, you draw inspiration in a lot of different things. And, you know, you'll be surprised by what you hear, see, you know, mail, let alone, you know, how that can affect your artistic, creative juices.
Yeah. For him, he said, if I look good, at least I could feel good, because if I had a bad game, I can look in the mirror and say, well, at least I look good. That's his thing while he got into fashion. Quickly, we love doing lists. Do you have like a top three athletes, like best at style or fashion, that you have on the top of your mind? Like people you look at and you respect what they do fashion wise.
Oh, yeah. It's just not three of them, though. You know, you got, I mean, obviously LeBron, D-Hop. You know, I could just stay football. D-Hop, Travis Kelce's, you know, he's icy. Shucks. Oh, Derrick Henry.
Really?
Derrick Henry. I'll be seeing a lot of different, you know what I'm saying, things of a lot of guys. I think the NFL has done a great job with highlighting fashion, too. Because it's all about expression. It's expressing yourself. Yeah. So, I mean, those are my easy three right there.
It's been all great.
Right, man. Yeah, well, it's been great talking to you. I'm going to see you up in training camp, I believe. So we'll chop it up.
Looking forward to it.
Cam, thanks so much. All the best. Cam Newton on the Goodyear Hotline. A lot of really great stuff from him there. And we thank him again for joining us. So coming up next, we go deeper into another quarterback and one that could end up maybe in Philadelphia. That comes after he has this from O'Reilly.
Have a car problem but don't know where to go? Maybe you're not close to home when your car breaks down. Let O'Reilly Auto Parts help. With O'Reilly Auto Parts shop referral program, take a guesswork out of it. Finding great shops is pretty easy sometimes wherever you are. Call on O'Reilly location near you or visit O'ReillyAuto.com or click find a repair shop to find a reputable repair facility to help you when you have that problem. Service Center is near you for your repairs.
Hey, it's Greeny, and Giannis and company are back in business, evening up the NBA Finals at 2 games apiece after a big win in Game 4. Who has the edge headed to Game 5? We'll talk about that and more. It's Greeny, starting 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
SportsCenter right now, the Bucks beat the Suns 109-103 in Game 4 of the NBA Finals. Chris Middleton went for a career playoff high, 40 points. Devin Booker went for 42. The series now tied at 2. It moves to Phoenix for Game 5 on Saturday. In the NFL, free agent cornerback Richard Sherman facing several charges, including one on suspicion of burglary, domestic violence, after he was arrested at his wife's parents' residence in Redmond, Washington, early Wednesday. Sherman also faces charges of suspicion of resisting arrest and malicious mischief. In addition, Washington State Patrol said they are ready to refer Sherman to prosecutors for possible misdemeanor DUI and hit-and-run charges related to a separate incident Wednesday. SportsCenter brought to you by Goodyear. Goodyear knows from here on out, every game is a chance to create momentum, to make the right pass, the right move, to hit the perfect shot. It takes momentum to get through the playoffs, takes everything to capture a title. Goodyear, more driven. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Right now, we go to the Goodyear Hotline. Adam Schefter joining us right now. Schefter, good morning.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Key. I will try to follow in the great footsteps of one Cam Newton. I don't know that I can live up to that, but I will do my best.
No, I think you'll be able to live up to it by starting out with telling me all about Aaron Rodgers. Where does this Aaron Rodgers saga start and end?
Well, Key, here's where we are. We are 12 days out of Packers training camp. And I think both sides right now are trying to figure out a way to solve a situation, a dilemma, that they have been unable to solve throughout the entire offseason. The Green Bay Packers don't want to trade Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to play in Green Bay. So what is the solution? He's got 3 years left on his contract. The most obvious one would be to find some sort of compromise where they put in a void at the end of this year, where they put in a big bonus balloon payment that's unrealistic, that would essentially void the contract, that would force the Packers to trade Aaron Rodgers after this year. Now, would that be enough to get him in there this summer, this season? I don't know the answer to that. Only Aaron Rodgers does, right? And so far, he's been unwilling to budge off that. But the one thing I feel confident about is he currently has 3 years left on his contract. This has nothing, zero, to do with money. And the two sides are going to have to figure out if there's a way that they can tailor his contract with 3 years left to see if there's a way to salvage this situation to bring him in. If they can't do that, well, I'm not convinced we're going to see Aaron Rodgers at the beginning of training camp. I don't know if we'll see him towards the end of the summer. I think that is possible, that he shows up shortly before the regular season begins. Does he wait until the regular season begins to even show up at that point? Is he willing to sit out the season? And here's the bottom line. Even if he does show up at some point this summer, I think everybody could see this relationship is damaged. It's not long-lasting. It's not going to be beyond this year, if it is this year. And so somebody's going to have to budge. The Packers don't want to trade him, but that may be their best opportunity. And Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to go back and play there, but he may have to go back and do it for 1 year. So it's up to these two sides to figure out what is a common ground. And so far, like I said, they spent an awful lot of time doing that, and nothing has basically progressed to the point where either was satisfied.
There's only one person that I tend to listen to, and I can count it on one hand when it comes to inside deep information about players and teams, and that one person is Adam Schefter, Adam Schefter, Adam Schefter, Adam Schefter.
Thank you, Keith.
Adam Schefter.
Thank
so you, with Keith. That being said, Appreciate Adam, you. What are the Philadelphia Eagles going to do in trying to get, if in fact they are, Deshaun Watson?
Well, let's just say this, right? Deshaun Watson looks like he's never going to play in Houston ever again. Now, the question is, how does that legal situation play itself out? A lot of people have talked about the commissioner's exempt list, but I don't believe that the commissioner has ever placed a player on the commissioner exempt list without charges being brought against that particular player. And there have been no charges brought here. So what do you do with him? Does he not show up? His own choice? Did the Texans excuse him? Again, more questions that we're seeking answers to that we don't have. So inevitably, at some point in time, whether that's this summer, this season, after this season, I think the Texans are going to trade Deshaun Watson. And when we survey the landscape of potential landing places, there are many, because who wouldn't be interested in a player like Deshaun Watson? But there is no team out there, no team out there with more ammunition, more leverage, more ability to go get Deshaun Watson than the Philadelphia Eagles. And I say the Philadelphia Eagles because they're already armed with two first-round picks. If Carson Wentz plays well, it'll be three first-round picks. They have talent on the roster. And again, we've seen that the Eagles have been very aggressive in the past. When they see somebody they want, they go and try to get him. And so to me, when you look at the teams, the Eagles are the team to watch there if they decide to make a move. The Texans at some point are going to trade Watson. When is it? And I'm sure they prefer to trade him at a conference if given the choice. Another match for the Eagles. And so we'll see how this all plays out. The Eagles certainly have been familiar with bringing in controversial figures at that position in the past. Remember they brought in Michael Vick and how that was received in the city. And now we'll see if the Eagles decide to make a move here, but there's no team with more ammunition to get something done than the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, this will be certainly a story to keep an eye on once, of course, everything gets situated with what he's dealing with right now in a civil case. Shefty, thanks so much. Always great to catch up with you.
Alan Key, have a great day.
All right, All right. Adam Schefter again on the Goodyear Hotline. Yeah. And he said what you said. The Eagles are one franchise that has, you know, dealt with this in the past. They aren't afraid to do it, but things have to get settled first. I don't think, like you asked Mike Tannen about that, I don't think you can do something right
now. Well, you always got to have an organization that understands certain things and dealt with certain things because everybody talks about the owners, right? Just the owner. And typically it's a male. But that male is probably married to somebody and probably have a daughter. So you got to check all those boxes.
Oh, yeah.
It's just not as simple as he's a good football player.
And you got to do your due diligence into the situation,
absolutely,
too. And know what exactly are we dealing with.
Absolutely.
What's happening here? Because there could be some things where you say, no, we're not touching that.
Yeah.
You never know. Coming up next, Caller Roulette, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And, of course, we also dive into the complaint department. KJZ, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80.
It's time for Caller Roulette.
You know the rules. Don't ask us how we are.
We're good.
I don't want to hear any of that.
Get in, say your name, and make your point, and ask the question.
888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN. And don't mess it up.
Don't mess it up.
Especially you, Line 5.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
We will get to the calls in a moment. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Kitty, you want to go to the complaint department?
Yes, please. Line one in the complaint department.
Joe's not happy with you saying that LeBron's block was more important than Giannis's. And Joe says, because it isn't as flashy. This was beyond quick.
Yes, because it's not flashy, Joe.
6'11", monster dunking on you. We need to get off LeBron.
No, we don't. We need to stay right where we at. I like LeBron's dunk better or block better than I do Giannis's. I like the more athletic play in terms of Giannis getting the block. But when I look at it and I break it down, maybe you ought to try to do that because Ayton didn't have full control of the basketball. Okay, it was slipping out of his hands. He was leaning backwards, not going forward. So, therefore, it was not as difficult of a block as LeBron James, who could have had his face in the backboard and shattered the glass, but he had the mindset to move his head backwards as he elevated at the highest level. Go ahead. Next complaint, please. Line two.
Next complaint comes from DM, who said his answer would be different if Giannis played for the Lakers.
It's nothing to do with the damn Lakers. Like, people are so crazy.
Hey, Guy Tori, comedian, actor.
Yeah.
He tweeted, man, what a great interview I heard on KJ and Z on ESPN Radio with Cam Newton. Honest, transparent, insightful, and real. Salute, fellas.
Guy, I hadn't seen Guy in forever. Yeah.
I said, you thought we were talking to Guy Tori.
You said
Joe Torre,
and I was thinking of Guy Torre and his brother.
Yes.
And, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so I think
interesting. I brought him up.
That's enough. Isn't it funny?
No, I need one more hater.
You want one more hater?
Yeah, one more hater.
You're going to make me go back.
Yeah, just go one more. One more hater.
Let's see.
Hold on, roulette. Complaint department, line two. May I help you?
I can't take another tweet of somebody asking me about Zubin. I will tell you what we've been telling you is he's dealing with
some personal issues.
Medical issues. We wish him the best, and I'm just doing my best to fill in along the way. So everybody asking why, and you guys don't ever say anything. We're telling you why. It's him.
We're not going to say it every day.
Yeah, but we're rooting
Can
for him,
one?
And that's it. No.
Okay.
It's
mind.
All just the same stuff, so there's nothing good. So
roll it!
Hold on. This was a good one.
Yes. Complaint.
Josh said, why should I care what an overrated football player says about basketball?
Yeah. You want to know why you should care? Because at least I was rated. That's like the one guy that says, I had to go on the internet to even find out who you were. This, that, and that. I said, well, at least you can find me.
That's right.
An overrated football player. Yeah. Guess what? You're still listening. Nah, nanny, nah, nah.
All right. Now we can spin it. But we did already. I'm sorry.
Yes.
We'll spin it again anyway. Let's take line three.
DJ Cuzzo out of Georgia.
What's happening?
What's happening out of Cuzzo? Georgia?
Yeah, every day, man. Keyshawn, who would you consider one of the best cornerbacks you ever faced on that gridiron? And Allen, who was one of your favorite or best interviews?
Well, obviously, you point to Champ Bailey, you point to Prime Deion, Ty Law, Charles Woodson. But here's two names that I don't think people really understand. James Hastings played for the Kansas City Chiefs and Daryl Carter. Now, Daryl Carter, by far, if he didn't have some stuff going on, he would have a yellow jacket.
Really?
Man, Daryl Carter was crazy ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And James Hastings, he was just big, fast, strong. They don't know who that is, though. They may know Daryl Carter a little bit, but for the most part,
yeah, that's one of those guys that's only
players Pro Bowl,
know,
all that. He was legit. He liked to have fun, so I think that caught up to him in his career.
Yeah, okay. As far as my answer would take too long to figure out because I had to really think about it, so I'll get back to you on that. Spin it. We've been a lot of interviews and a lot of different people that I've been fascinated with. Line four.
What was that, man?
Spin it.
I thought they were getting ready to breathe on the phone.
Clear his throat and everything, all ready to go.
Like a creepy caller or something.
Line five.
Hi. My name is Carter Rodebeck, and how do you think that the Saints will develop their new young quarterback in Ian Book?
Whoa.
How are they going to develop him?
How are they going to develop him? Ian Book.
Well, he's going to sit behind Jameis and Taysom Hill and figure out how to play the position. He landed in the right spot, though, with those guys and
so
the veteran
team. He's asking,
team.
How do you think he'll develop in that system?
I think he'll be fine.
For a reason.
Hey, I think he'll be fine. Sean Payton, as long as Sean Payton is there, quarterbacks are going to always succeed and be successful, whether they backups or starters, because Sean knows what to do with quarterbacks. Now, you got to remember, Sean identified Tony Romo. And so
right.
He knows what he's doing. He signed Drew Brees. He knows what he's doing.
Now, is he drafted to be a starter one day? Are they just, they want to check him out? Like, he's a feisty. I thought he was really a good quarterback. You know?
But I don't think
he's a fighter, a battler.
I don't think they looked at him as a long-term successor to Drew Brees at some – no. Yeah. I don't think so.
What did you think of what Cam said
about
the draft pick? I mean, I thought he said all the right things about Mac Jones.
What is he supposed to say?
Well, not what he's supposed to. He's supposed to say what he thinks.
Yes, and that's what he thinks.
Like he was being genuine when he said that was the right pick.
That was the right pick. They're going to take a quarterback. Like he said, he's been around this league for a long time. He's not stupid.
He understands. You're not going to get a disgruntled guy.
Man, he understands what people out there saying. He ain't – that's why he say what he say.
And that's why he said to you that you sound like them when you were ripping on his hat.
Well,
what them do you think he was talking about, Key?
The haters.
All the callers?
The callers, the haters, the Twitters, the social medias, the people up in Bostonians, all that.
He's got all these shoes. He's got all this stuff written on the shoes.
Yeah!
I don't want my quarterback wearing shoes like that.